Real Life Korean. This is the final week of KoreaScape, so our teacher Sun Kyung-hwa and I are kind of letting our hair down and having some interesting talk about Korean vocabulary and culture. Hi, Kyung-hwa.
Hi, Kurt.
Kyung-hwa is from the website talktomeinkorean.com, in case I didn't mention that. What are we learning today?
Today, I would like to talk about the word 깍쟁이.
깍쟁이. Now, when anybody calls me 쟁이 of any kind, I'm a little bit, uh-oh, what did I do wrong now? But 쟁이, it's like when you're calling somebody something, right?
That's right. And it's quite cute nickname.
Cute nickname.
Yes. 깍쟁이 refers to someone who is somewhat selfish and not so generous.
Bit greedy.
Yeah. The reason why I said somewhat selfish and not so generous instead of saying someone who is selfish and not generous is that the expression 깍쟁이 sounds quite cute.
Mm.
So people don't seem to use it to strongly criticize others.
So if you and I were sharing a piece of pie and I took like the really big piece, would you call me 깍쟁이?
Yeah, but that's too cute.
That's too cute. Okay, so when do you actually use it?
When I hear the word 깍쟁이, the first thing that comes to my mind is the expression 서울 깍쟁이.
Ah, really?
Yes.
What's that mean?
People who are from other cities nickname people from Seoul 서울 깍쟁이.
Is this like kind of being, you know, feeling like you're better in a way? You know, I'm from Seoul and you from the countryside have to come up and visit Seoul sometime.
Maybe part of it, but they think that people from Seoul are more selfish and less generous.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I guess people from big cities tend to have such nicknames all over the world. But the interesting thing is that people who are from Seoul often deny this description, of course. And in our office, there are two people who were born and raised in Seoul. And they always insist that it's just prejudice.
Mm.
Whereas the rest of us kind of agree that they are 서울 깍쟁이.
깍쟁이. So what's the 깍 part mean? I've heard it's suggested that maybe it could also mean sort of uptight or something like that. Is that possible?
Actually, this expression originates from the word 깍정이.
깍정이.
Yes, which was created in early Joseon.
Mm.
At the time when the government released criminals, they wrote the names of their crimes on their faces.
Mm.
And the criminals were called 깍정이. And the criminals gathered around the 청계천, 청계 stream, and stole people's food, money, or went begging. And if they saved some money, they often became undertakers. And they were cheap and cold-blooded when they held a funeral for people. So people started to call someone acting mean or cheeky 깍정이. And this meaning of 깍정이 has survived to the present.
Wow. So it's come a long way from, you know, criminal with your crime written on your face to cute little name for being selfish.
Yeah, the origin is quite strong and quite serious.
Yeah.
But yeah, now it's kind of a cute nickname for
서울 깍쟁이.
Seoul Lights.
Seoul Lights. And is it pretty much, you know, just in the 서울 깍쟁이 that you use it? Or could you throw it around without the Seoul part?
Oh, you can throw it around without Seoul part.
Who would you call a 깍쟁이? Typically, you.
Actually, my mom always calls me 깍쟁이.
When you do what? Or just in general?
When I'm not being generous.
Huh?
Oh, you're such a 깍쟁이. Why are you so 깍쟁이 even though you're not born in Seoul? That's what she said.
Sounds like something you would say to little kids. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So there we go. A cute way to accuse that person of being a little bit stingy. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.